thing you probably know about me already is that I like to sing. I'm Reverend Brian Wilkie, and currently I'm serving at Rockland United Church, St. Andrew's United Church in Rockland. It's a small little congregation. I've been there for 7 years, and they're just a wonderful bunch of people. I'll tell you a bit more about them as I go, but I was raised in the United Church. I wasn't quite born in the United Church. Mom and Dad worked at Activate when I was a baby, but as soon as we got back home after traveling around with the Air Force, Dad was pretty much obligated to go to the church that Grandma and Grandpa went to, and we got installed there. And it was through a youth group there that I had my first experience of God. When I was a teenager, wondering if this God stuff was real at all. And still remember the girl. Her name was Julie Gray, and yes, dear, I had a crush on her. And she was so vibrant, so alive with her faith in Jesus Christ. And when the end of the retreat came, late at night, she suggested everybody gather around a candle, and she called it a Christ candle. She said we could all pray and give thanks for the good things that had happened on the weekend. And she was very wise in the ways of evangelism. She said, but if you don't believe in God, you can just participate and give and thank your friends for the nice things they've done. So we all got to participate. And in that evening, as people gave thanks, as I gave thanks, my questions about God, about whether he really existed, were surpassed and wiped away by the presence of God, and not just that he existed, but it was true. He did love me. And that started a big change in my life, but I must say, it wasn't until about 2 years later when I got in a conversation at Silver Lake United Church camp with Pete Cowley. And I was always very concerned about the truth, to not just believe something that felt good, but to really live according to the truth. I thought, you gotta do that, don't you? And I wasn't sure about who Jesus was. I wasn't sure about whether the Bible was really reliable. But Peter Cowley, who's now a minister at Ryerson United Church in Hamilton, a great thinker, sat me down and took me through something that you might be familiar with. Something C.S. Lewis used to describe the claims that Jesus made. See, I thought Jesus was a pretty good guy, and he made sense sometimes, and he was probably pretty close to being as smart as I was. But I wanted to pick and choose the bits that I accepted about him. And Peter Cowley told me, you know, you really can't hold that position about Jesus. Because you can see throughout his ministry that he made claims about himself. He claimed to be the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes to the Father except through him. He claimed that he was the Son of God, and that he had the power to forgive sins. He said that he, not some force or principle, but he was the resurrection and the life. And whoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Wow. So, I couldn't really continue to say that he was a great teacher, could I? Because how could he be a great teacher if his disciples had that much wrong? They so misunderstood what Jesus had said. But if he was a great teacher, if the disciples really had communicated what Jesus had claimed, then who was this guy who was claiming this power? And Peter Cowley said, you know, he's either a lunatic who believes all this crazy stuff about himself, or he's a liar who's just trying to mislead people and get them to believe. But when you look at the character of Jesus, you see he's not a lunatic. You look at what he taught, at the wisest words. There are many people who won't have much to do with Christianity, but they really like Jesus. They like the way he taught about how we should live, how we should love and forgive each other. He had some very grounded and sensible things to say. So he wasn't acting like a lunatic. He wasn't teaching like a lunatic. He was actually quite sane. In fact, one might even say he's the model of sanity. Was he a liar? Many people have profited by telling philosophies they don't really believe. Many people have gained great followings and become rich and famous and had their own personal jet and all kinds of things. Jesus, you may not know this, but Jesus never had his own personal jet. Anyhow, I'll make the story a little shorter because Peter Cowley helped me to realize that Jesus was not a liar. He was not a lunatic, and there was only one thing left. He must be Lord. And that's the night I prayed and I said, God, you're Lord. There's nothing I can do about that. If I don't accept that, I'm going to be the one who's living a lie. And that's when I accepted Jesus. It's been an amazing journey. And our gospel songs usually sing about being happy all the day. It's not always that way, is it? But through the years, I've really learned that Jesus is sufficient. Jesus is enough. And as we get an opportunity to share the truth about Jesus with this audience in this radio show, I'm just so glad that we get to share the good news that Jesus is who he claimed to be. And that makes all the difference in the world. Jesus is our Savior. And the only Savior the world has. Jesus is the one who is sufficient to our needs. And my life's been a long, kind of sometimes torturous path. And if there's one message, one passion that I'd like to communicate through preaching in the congregation at Rothland on the radio or here or anywhere I have the opportunity, it's to introduce people to a Lord, a Savior, a God, who they can spend the rest of their lives falling deeper and deeper in love with. That they can serve with every ounce of strength and passion that they have, with all their heart and all their soul and all their mind. And they can rejoice in doing so. And the only longing left in our hearts would be that we love him more. That we'd be able to serve him more and glorify him more. I was so pleased about a year ago when we were going through a bit of a rough spot at the congregation. The finances were kind of iffy. And the chair of the board at the time was talking with me about what the future might look like. But he stopped himself and he said, you know what? I suppose it really doesn't matter whether there's a church here in Rockland 20 years from now. What really matters is that today we're preparing people to serve the Lord. I hadn't met Juliet before, but I'm just so impressed over the years by Brent and by George, and now to see the clarity and passion of Juliet, I'm just so glad to be part of this company somehow.